guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Okay, guys, what are we talking about today, guys? We're talking about basically the question, should we compare generations in dating and relationships? Should we or should we not? That is the question, isn't it? Which is, it is really. This is what I've noticed a lot that we do in our society. And this can have some positive and also some negative. Is oftentimes, even in the media and even in our families, we sometimes put our families on a pedestal. And this can actually really affect our dating and relationships because then we put unrealistic expectations in our relationships because we sometimes compare too much where it's not really realistic because you're not going to get into a relationship with someone that's from your family, are we? We're going to get into a relationship with someone that's not in our family. So to expect them to be exactly the same as your family doesn't really make sense. That's kind of gross. a little bit to think of it in that way. The concept sounds nice, but it's not fully realistic. So we need to keep that in consideration. And also the problem we're having is, I've noticed this a lot, is older generations, they mean well. They mean really well. And a lot of them, some of them give me advice, you know. And they try to be helpful, but they even openly admit, well, I don't know, you know, I guess you're right. The dating culture and, you know, society is just totally different now, you know, than when it was when we were young. I had a conversation with a couple that are in their 60s or 70s who retired, and they were telling me how they, you know, back in our time, commitment was just what we do. It's just culturally what we did back then, you know. And so nowadays it's different. There are still commitment-minded people nowadays, but it's more about us millennials and young people. We're more thinking a little bit pragmatically that I kind of want to enjoy my life. I kind of want to have some adventures. I kind of want to travel. I want to experience things. And if you're a young adult and you're watching me, you are allowed to be a young adult and you should give yourself permission to have adventures. I tell this to young people all the time. That's why I think people should stop comparing. A lot of young people, and even then they kind of like regret it because I tell them some of the stories that I have. You know, if you look at my biography, my founder story below, I spent basically nine years living abroad, and I don't regret it one bit because I learned so many things about myself and I became a better person because of it. So parts of my biography is really great where I've had some really great experiences. And parts of my biography is also incredibly sad. I've encountered some really tough things in my life. And I'm a part-time nanny, and so I tell my nanny mom, well, when your son gets older, you can tell about the sad parts of my life, and that'll help him not take his life for granted. But anyways, I want everyone to research this. If you don't believe me, you can research this. Remember, we are not psychologically developed until the age of 25. I've heard this confirmed from a therapist. So if you think about it, it actually makes a ton of sense as to why the divorce rate's so high and why people grow apart, because they're young. And it's okay to be young. You are allowed to be a young adult. Why we are rushing into such serious relationships so young is really quite ridiculous. And then later you kind of regret it when you hear other people that travel the world and experience things. You're like, man, I wish I did that. Why didn't I do that? Well, you didn't give yourself permission to be a young adult. So, you know, because you rushed into relationships so young. So, you know, and of course I respect people that got into relationships so young because some people are just genuinely lucky where they found their soulmate so young. Some people are. And another point with regarding that is with regards to having a sustainable, happy relationship is if you get into a good relationship and committed relationship when you're older, you can appreciate each other more because you're more mature, you've grown. You can think more like pragmatically instead when you're young and immature. If you start off young as 18 or 19 year old, you have to like kind of mature together where you're squabbling a lot. And then the relationship just sounds exhausting. And people mature in different ways. Even if you are like 25, I had a guy friend, which no harm, no foul. He was convinced that he was ready for a relationship. At the age of 24, 25. He was completely convinced. And then when I gave him the opportunity to be in one with me, basically, he ran away. And so that goes to show that even you can think you want, you're ready for one when you really may not, but you may be making up the illusion that you are when you're not. You see what I'm saying? So there's that issue too when we are comparing generations. You know, because we sometimes force it. And then even when my, you know, Gersten, I love him dearly, my brand advisor friend of mine, he openly admitted to me, yeah, I was too young when I got into a relationship. I was so young. And we were talking about it, and he said, yeah, I wanted to have, you know, a loving relationship. Like, I've seen some older people that are so cute and endearing. You know, I want to have that too. So I was trying to push it, you know, and then it didn't work out. So I think we got to stop doing that. We are allowed to be single for a little while. You're allowed to have adventures. And if you're fortunate enough to find your adventure partner, which I plan to, I want to have adventures with my honey bunny, you know, so young, then great. Power to you. Hopefully you don't grow apart, because that does happen. You know, when you get so young, people grow apart nowadays. It happens. So there are positive things that we can learn from older generations, you know, of course, too, where some of them can teach us about how they compromised stories of their dating stories. But again, the generation has changed, and I'll tell you why. Do they have online dating? No. Do they have the opportunities to travel and teach abroad or even volunteer abroad? Not really. No, they didn't. They had, you know, different opportunities. The job and the look of the economy, the competition for a job was very different in their time than it is now. Times have changed. It's a much more different situation now than it was at their time. So I don't know if we can really fully compare. I think sometimes it's fair to compare with some things, and it's not fair to compare with other things, just like everything. So I think we need to keep that in consideration, and we need to be careful that we don't push relationships so young. You know, I had a young conversation with a young lady. She's 20, I think, 20 or 21, and she got married so young. And I told her, I respect you, of course, but I don't think you should get married so young, just because part of my business, I encourage people to wait till after they're 25, because we are psychologically not developed until the age of 25. Which means that you could have a higher chance of growing apart when you're together with someone so young. So if you've had a tough breakup, keep that in consideration and try not to be too hard on yourself, because sometimes we just grow apart and it's no one's fault. It just happens, you know. So essentially, everybody, there's my thoughts on should we compare generations or not in dating. Yes, with some things, and also no. Times have changed. Times have very much changed. There is a big generation gap, and we have to accept that. I don't know if we should always be looking up to older people for advice all the time when they cannot relate to online dating. They have no idea what it's like to be online dating. They've been married for a gazillion years. They have no idea what it's like to be single for a long time. You know, people just committed to one person. They didn't really necessarily date, compared to nowadays. People date more, so it's hard to really compare, you know. So I think we need to start, you know, maybe seeking each other's levels for advice than necessarily looking at someone that doesn't understand that kind of, you know, culture. My mentor works in the mental health industry, and she even openly admits to me, well, in my situation, she's like, you can't really compare. She's like, I met my husband when I was like 16 or 18. I just got lucky. So you can't really compare. So I think we do way too much comparison, and we need to kind of stop that, because, you know, everyone's life experience is different, and we'll just make each other depressed if we continue doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, guys. So hope this video helps you and you got some insight and you learned some things about me, life, and your thoughts and all these lovely things. And please like, subscribe, and comment below, please. You handsome men, you beautiful women that are watching, I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. And please don't forget to check my company information below in the description box. And don't forget, multiple hugs a day keeps cranking us away. Okay, bye.